VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, welcome to Crosstalk here on VCY America. Glad you're joined us here today. It's going to be a news roundup day on the broadcast today. A lot of stories, a lot of information that we're going to pack into the program today. And I hope you'll stay with us because somewhere in the midst of our second segment, we're going to be sharing with you something today that is rather astounding, especially as you consider what it says in Revelation chapter 13. So be sure you stay with us through the broadcast here today. Friends, we do live in interesting times, don't we? The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy in the last days, perilous times would come. And he told Timothy as a result of that to proclaim the Word of God, to preach the Word of God. Hang on to the inspiration of Scripture. Stay true to God's Word. And friends, as we see all these matters come around, certainly as our guest shared the other day, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Let's keep our eyes on him. Going to keep you abreast of many of the issues that are taking place across our nation here today and around the world. We're going to begin in WesternJournal.com. The Biden administration wants employers to require that their workers get the COVID shot, according to comments from their response coordinator, Jeff Zienitz, on Tuesday. He said now over 800 colleges and universities, over 200 healthcare employers, small and large businesses across the nation, dozens of state and local governments and school districts have stepped up to follow the president's lead, he said. Katie Pavlich at townhall.com says two senior Food and Drug Administration officials have resigned after the Biden administration and the CDC pushed out recommendations for a third Wuhan coronavirus booster shot before the agency issued an official approval. Two senior FDA officials are leaving the agency this fall. That's Marion Gruber, director of their Office of Vaccines Research and Review, that is, and Deputy Director Phil Krause, that will exit the agency in October and November. Their announced plans to depart came as the Biden administration prepares to begin offering COVID vaccine booster shots to the general public the week of September 20th. Some health experts saw the move as premature and political, especially because the FDA has not finished reviewing data on boosters yet. During a White House Wuhan coronavirus task force briefing on Monday, the COVID response coordinator, Jeffrey Zienitz, confirmed political officials like Dr. Anthony Fauci and CDC Director Rochelle Walensky made the decision to move forward without the FDA. From WND.com, a Republican congressman who has proposed a bill to block federal funding of the U.S. military vaccine mandate hosted a conference call with troops who warned the mandate could harm military readiness. Service members say many of their colleagues feel the same way and are not speaking out because of the possible consequences. Congressman Tom Massey of Kentucky has introduced H.R. 3860 that would prohibit any requirement that a member of the armed forces receive a vaccination against COVID-19. The article reports that more than 800,000 service members have yet to get their shots. That's according to Pentagon data. From LifeSiteNews.com, two active duty members of the U.S. Armed Forces on August 17th filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Defense, the FDA, and HHS on behalf of themselves and other active service members who are being forced to get this shot despite having COVID and also acquired natural immunity to SARS-CoV-2. The lead plaintiffs alleged that the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin ignored the DOD's own regulations and created an entirely new definition of full immunity as being achievable only by vaccination. The Gateway Pundit tells us President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Fauci, told CNN on Wednesday that he is hopeful that there will be an emergency use authorization to vaccinate children under 12 years of age in the coming weeks. He is also in hopes that it will be available for the nation's youngest children by Thanksgiving. From LifeSiteNews.com, Dr. Michael Yeadon, former Pfizer vice president and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory, issued a warning to parents in the UK with school children between the ages of 12 and 15 years that the government is planning to inject experimental gene-based COVID-19 vaccines into them with or without parental consent beginning next week. Yeadon explained that the children are not at any measurable risk from SARS-CoV-2, that there is no benefit whatsoever from these injections. That's a quote from him. Consequently, these shots only present serious health risk, or serious risk, that is, and no benefit, and, quote, will only result in pain, suffering, lasting injury, and death. If you permit this to go ahead, I guarantee this, there will be avoidable deaths of perfectly healthy children and severe illnesses in 10 times as many, and for no possible benefit. He said, knowing what I know from 40 years training and practice in toxicology, biochemistry, and pharmacology, to participate in this extraordinary abuse of innocent children in our care can be classified in no other way than murder. My, that is the former vice president at Pfizer, as we have Dr. Michael Yeadon. Let's go to FoxNews.com. Ohio nurses are pushing back against hospitals requiring them to take the shot. A recent survey shows about 30% of nurses at one Cincinnati medical center would quit before taking the shot. LifeSiteNews.com tells us that Ohio judge has ruled that a hospital must treat a COVID-19 patient on a ventilator with ivermectin following a lawsuit brought by the patient's wife. Butler County Judge Gregory Howard on Monday ordered Westchester Hospital to administer ivermectin to 51-year-old Jeffrey Smith, who was admitted to ICU 6 weeks ago with COVID-19. The hospital is required to give him 30 milligrams of ivermectin per day for 21 days. His wife had requested that Westchester Hospital treat her husband with the FDA-approved antiparasitic drug, though the hospital refused to do so even after running out of other treatment options. The lawsuit states that Mr. Smith, who was sedated and put on a ventilator at the beginning of August, is on death's doorstep and suffered infection after infection while in the ICU. His chances of survival have dropped to less than 30%. Also from LifeSiteNews.com, a judge has reversed his own order taking custody rights away from a mother who had not taken the COVID-19 jab. That's right. A judge had made an order to remove custody rights from a mom. Why? Because she wouldn't take the shot. Judge James Shapiro of Cook County vacated or annulled his August 10th decision on Monday this week. He had originally ordered for Rebecca Furlett that she could not see her 11-year-old son because she had not taken COVID-19 inoculations. Annette Furholz, the attorney for this woman, confirmed to Fox 32 that the order had been reversed. The reason for the judge's second thoughts is unclear, since the document released by the court did not give one. Trouble in Chicago. Bus drivers are quitting over the vaccine mandate. Disabled students, well, they're having to turn to Uber and to Lyft. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's vaccine mandate for all city employees has backfired as bus drivers have quit rather than be forced to get vaccinated. They already had a shortage to begin with. The registrations have hurt already short-staffed busing companies and have led the city to offering families $1,000 to take Uber, Lyft, or other ride-sharing services. Students with disabilities have been particularly hard hit, with almost 1,000 of them left trying to find transportation to and from schools. Chicago public school classes started August 30th, but 10% of the bus drivers have now left their jobs, leaving the district scrambling. The schools have turned to ride-sharing companies, but guess what, folks? Those services do not require drivers to be vaccinated. Then why are they requiring their bus drivers to have received the shot? Oh, another article at townhall.com, Landon Mayans said that the Department of Education announced Monday that it had opened civil rights investigations into 5 GOP states that have bans on mask mandates in schools to determine if such bans discriminate against students with health conditions and disabilities. The Department's Office for Civil Rights sent letters to officials in Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah, notifying them that it will be investigating whether students more susceptible to the COVID were discriminated against in their states. Liberty Counsel has been very active in a number of lawsuits. Matter of fact, they've alerted us Wednesday now that the U.S. District Judge in Maine has expedited their lawsuit. It's going to be holding a preliminary injunction hearing next Friday, September 10th, regarding more than 2,000 health care workers that are against Governor Janet Mills, health officials of the Maine Department of Health and Human Services, and also the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And Matt Stever said these shots cannot be made mandatory. And the state right now is trying to ignore federal law and remove religious exemptions and accommodations from unlawful COVID shot mandates for healthcare workers. Also, Liberty Counsel has sent a demand letter to New York's governor, AG, and Department of Health regarding the unlawful attempt to remove religious exemptions there. And in addition to that, they're active in Washington State. They sent a demand letter to the Washington governor, that's Jay Inslee, the Attorney General, the Department of Health Secretary, and others regarding the unlawful attempts to suppress religious exemptions and accommodations from Washington State. Governor Inslee has ordered that all state and health care employees, K-12, and higher education workers prove by October 18th they are fully vaccinated or to obtain a valid religious or medical exemption, but those who refuse face firing. However, the religious exemption request from states and employers employees must affirm that they have never received a vaccine or medicine from a healthcare provider as an adult. Therefore, employees in the state could be denied religious exemption if they have ever received a vaccine, other medical treatments, or taken any other medicine. No individual in Washington should be forced into such an unconscionable decision, says Liberty Counsel. New American reporting, a new report from the World Health Organization calls for worldwide transition to digital certification of vaccine status with the implementation strategies from member states. The WHO labels the report interim guidance for combating COVID-19 to capture vaccination status to protect against other diseases. It's being funded, guess what? By Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the government of Estonia, the Foundation Botnar, and the state of Kuwait. The central premise is that the implementation of digital documentation and COVID-19 certificates to act as an agent for presenting and reviewing vaccination status, history of SARS-CoV-2 infection, and also test results. Bill Gates is funding both an under-the-skin vaccine history device that can be read with infrared equipment, smartphones, and a remote-controlled contraceptive microchip to go under women's skin. The Gates-funded Global Alliance of Vaccines and Immunizations is partnering with MasterCard to create the biometric digital identity platform TrustStamp. This will allow people to digitally verify their identity and is set to be integrated with the GAVI MasterCard Wellness Pass, a digital vaccination record and identity system. The story is longer than what I have time to get into here today, but this just came out September 2nd from the newamerican.com. And again, the headline of that story is Digital COVID Vaccine Certificates, Media Called a Conspiracy. Now the WHO is calling for it. We'll be back with more stories here in just a minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what's the source of natural gas?
Chris, natural gas is a result of a variety of life processes. Even the digestion of your food produces methane gas. Methane gas is also found in volcanic eruptions and in meteorites, so it's evidently a chemical that can form under a variety of conditions. A new theory has been proposed that the huge deposits of methane gas are really the inorganic outgassing of the Earth's interior. These huge pockets of pure methane in many ways don't appear to be life gases with all the impurities that would be there. I lean to such a theory myself. God created this Earth for man's good, and methane is a very good part of our existence. It's hard to know for sure, but it wouldn't surprise me from a Back to Genesis perspective.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and Lord willing, before this segment is out, we are going to be sharing with you some rather interesting information that that causes many people to turn to Revelation chapter 13. So I'll be getting to that, and trust you'll be able to stay with us here through the duration of the program. Just several more stories here that we'd like to bring to your attention. Are you a member of Costco? Well, according to USA Today, Costco is bringing back temporary purchase limits on some items at its warehouse locations as the Delta variant continues to sweep the U.S. According to an update on its website last Saturday, Costco said that some warehouses may have temporary item limits on select items. They did not specify which items they would be. The state of California, reports RedState.com, and Los Angeles County are each paying $400,000 to end litigation by Grace Community Church, alleging that COVID-19 restrictions on in-person worship infringed on its constitutional right to religious freedom. Friends, a shocking story. CBNNews.com has the story in my hand right now. But did you know that the new lead chaplain at Harvard University is atheist? Now, think about that. Harvard University, originally a seminary, training ministers with the motto Truth for Christ and the Church, has a new chief chaplain, and he's an atheist. Greg Epstein, author of the book Good Without God, has served as the humanist chaplain at the Massachusetts School for years, but now he's been promoted to president of the Organization of Chaplains, according to the New York Times, which reported his election as unanimous. There is a rising group of people who no longer identify with any religious tradition, but still experience a real need for conversation and support about what it means to be a good human and live an ethical life, the 44-year-old Epstein told the Times. We don't look to a God for answers. We are each other's answers. Epstein's chaplain colleagues at Harvard felt he was a good choice to lead them, given young people's lack of religiosity. More than 40% of the students at Harvard claimed last year to be either atheist or agnostic. Friends, this was a university established to train those going into the ministry. A seminary to train people. The motto, Truth for Christ and the Church, now bringing on as the chief chaplain an atheist. From FaithWire.com, we have the story, a new reward system being used in China as a way to crack down on Christians who engage in illegal religious activities. They have released what's called the reward system for reporting illegal religious activities offenses, saying informants could be eligible to receive what's the equivalent of $150, China Christian Daily reported. The measure aims to strengthen the control of illegal religious activities in the district, prevent any COVID-19 cluster resulting from religious gatherings, mobilize the public to engage in preventing, suppressing illegal religious activities, and ensure a harmonious and stable religious landscape, the announcement said. Those reporting an incident can submit their tip by phone, through email, or by writing a letter. Reportable offenses include unqualified religious personnel, unauthorized trans-regional activities, preaching and distributing printed religious works, audio-visual products outside places of worship, unauthorized donations, and private house gatherings. So here we have Chinese authorities offering cash now to their citizens to spy on their Christian neighbors and then to report these, quote, illegal religious activities. Let's remember to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in China. Breitbart reporting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday blocked the House from publicly reading the names of the 13 killed U.S. service members in Afghanistan. Representative Brian Mast told the Floridian that Pelosi ignored the Republicans' request to read the names instead, just closed the House down instead. townhall.com. Let's see. Speaking from the East Room of the White House, President Joe Biden called the catastrophic exit from Afghanistan, where 13 U.S. service members were killed and hundreds of Americans left stranded, as, quote, an extraordinary success. My fellow Americans, the war in Afghanistan is over, he said. The war officially ended on Monday. It was announced by the Pentagon. Also at townhall.com, Rebecca Down says that nearly two dozen House and Senate Republicans Thursday called for President Biden to be removed or to resign, reported Forbes Andrew Solander. NewAmerican.com, amid calls for Joe Biden's resignation and impeachment over his handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal, marked by the death of 13 service members, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has given Biden an assurance of benevolent treatment by shooting down impeachment demands from within the Republican caucus. Daily Wire reporting that the scores of retired generals and admirals wrote a letter demanding that Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley resign from their roles immediately over the events surrounding the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan that unfolded under their leadership in the Biden administration. The Clarion News is reporting, or Epic Times, Clarion News giving a story here from Epic Times that the U.S. military may work with the Taliban terrorist group in the future, the military's top officer said Wednesday. Asked if the U.S. would coordinate with the Taliban against ISIS in the future, General Mark Milley said it was possible. Coming to us from the Blaze, interesting story here that... let me get to the part here. It appears that President Biden is suddenly now pro-border protection, wants to build border guard facilities to help deal with the border crossing and national security issues. Here's the problem, folks, though. It's not in the United States. Instead, the Biden administration, which left Afghanistan in utter chaos in the hands of the Taliban, who released thousands of ISIS terrorists from Afghan prisons, has now promised to help build new facilities for border guards along the Tajikistan and Afghanistan border, Reuters reported. By the way, food prices up 250% in Iran amid the economic crisis that's going on. 250% prices for seven food items rose more than 100% compared to last year. Cooking oil rising by 110%, beverages 104%, mushrooms 100%, tomatoes 119%, butter 120% increase, and carrots 255% increase. FoxNews.com, a deeply divided Supreme Court is allowing a Texas law that bans most abortions to remain in place, for now stripping most women of the ability to, kill innocent babies in the womb. The vote was 5-4. This was upholding the heartbeat bill that prohibits abortion after a detectable heartbeat. Lord willing, this coming Tuesday, Brad Mattis from Life Issues Institute will be joining us here on Crosstalk, and we'll go through that in depth. I know we could spend a full program today on that issue. It's an important issue that's going on, but we will be going well into depth on that, Lord willing, this coming Tuesday. Let's see. It is also reported that the far-left squad member Ilhan Omar and Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison have both come out in favor of a Minnesota ballot measure that would replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a public safety department, a move that would signify a major victory for the radical defend the police movement. Yes, a yes vote in November would change the city's charter, create a Department of Public Safety to employ a comprehensive public health approach that would include police officers, quote, if necessary. I want to mention a horrible Islamic attack in New Zealand. Authorities in New Zealand shot and killed an Islamic terrorist who went on a stabbing spree at a grocery store Friday afternoon. Keep in mind that they are ahead of us right now. It is early Saturday there. The suspect, a Sri Lankan national, stabbed six people. Three of those are in critical condition. Two are in moderate condition. One was serious. Police responded within 60 seconds of the attack. According to authorities, the terrorist had been under constant surveillance when the ISIS-inspired attack took place. Islamic terrorism hits once again. And let's see, also NBA NFL fans, it's the most Interesting story here as well that the NFL has announced it will allow players to choose from 6 different social justice phrases to wear on the back of their helmets for the 2021 season. They'll be able to choose from Black Lives Matter to End Racism, Stop Hate, Inspire Change, Say Their Stories, It Takes All of Us. Teams will be allowed to emblazon It Takes All of Us and End Racism in their end zones as well. I want to get to this other story, and perhaps you've been waiting for it as well, because my mind was immediately drawn to Revelation chapter 13 when I became aware of this from one of our listeners here at Crosstalk and the VCY American Network. Have you heard about the 21 giant statues that are being proposed? This is interesting. A press release came out earlier this spring, as a matter of fact. One of the most exciting visitor attractions concepts of the 21st century has been called The Giant. It features the world's tallest moving statue standing over 10 stories high. Supported by Enterprise Ireland, the giant company has engaged CBRE, the largest commercial real estate company globally, to identify possible sites for the giant, which includes the multi-story structure. The giant's arms and head can move to a diversity of positions and its patented skin. It's a matrix of millions of programmable LED pixels, gives it the ability to instantly take the form of any man or woman, boy or girl, from historical figures like Albert Einstein or Amelia Earhart to stars of today. Every hour, the giant will transform itself into an exemplary man or woman and will also have the ability to listen, folks. It will have the ability to speak or sing to the crowds that gather below. More than a visual wonder, visitors to the attraction will explore several fully immersive exhibits that feature state-of-the-art technologies, including augmented and virtual reality, robotics, and artificial intelligence. The giant company, led by award-winning entrepreneur Paddy Dunning, P-A-D-D-Y, that's the man behind Dublin's National Wax Museum, the Temple Bar Music Center, the Button Factory, and the leader of the redevelopment of Temple Bar, Dublin's Culture Quarter, is now seeking sites and partners and expressions of interest from international developers who want to attract hundreds of thousands of people to a particular location. He said, we are seeking 21 sites in 21 cities by the end of 2021. It's going to be an awe-inspiring addition to the cities where we located it. The Giant is an initiative of the Giant Company, an Irish-based organization, working in concert with cities, embassies, and leaders across the globe. That's from their press release that they came out earlier this year. Now, friends, I'm also going to look here at the Irish Post, in which they say a colossal moving statue built by the Irish company being billed as one of the most exciting visitor attraction concepts of the 21st century. It was conceived by Dublin-based The Giant Company. It talks about Paddy Dunning, the world's largest moving statue standing over 10 stories high. You know what's interesting, friends? This giant that they're talking about putting in up to 21 locations they want to have identified by the end of this year is about the height of the statue that's mentioned in Daniel during the time of King Nebuchadnezzar, in which people were to bow down to the image. Now, we're up against a break, but I want you to stand with us because I have more information to share, and we're going to be playing some of the audio clips as well that have come forth promoting this giant. And we're going to look at Revelation chapter 13 as well, some of the items that are shared in this passage of Scripture. So don't go away. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Throughout history, most nations have been ruled by kings. Power which concentrates into the hands of one person, however, often rewards his friends and punishes his enemies. The King of England was the most powerful king the planet had seen. So when Americans got the chance, they set up a government as far from a king as possible. A republic where the people are king, ruling through their representatives. So how do republics rise and fall? How do countries succumb to communist dictators? These and other issues are addressed in the book, Who is the King in America?, written by William Federer. You'll discover what makes America unique and the keys to preserving our freedoms. Who is the King in America? Is available for a donation of $18. A DVD of Bill's teaching on the same topic is also available for $18, or if you'd like them both, a donation of just $30. Call 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and the giant, Awaken the Giant in You, from their press release that they put out this past springtime. Some of the media has been picking up on this across the nation, including MSNBC, some local media as well, because one of the locations is actually that they talked about would be Phoenix, Arizona. Some of you listening in Phoenix right now, azcentral.com, pick this up, arizonacentral.com. Well, the Irish Post told more about this as moving statue being billed as the most exciting visitor attraction concept of the 21st century. The giant's arms and head can move positions. Its patented skin, a matrix of millions of programmable LED pixels, gives it the ability to instantly take the form of any man or woman, from historical figures to celebrity stars or simple selfies of its visitors. Very interesting statue that is being planned, called the Giant, and their desire is to have 21 cities, locations planned for these giants by the end of 2021. We are seeking, says a giant company on its website, 21 cities to bring the project into 2021, an extremely exciting concept for prime city center sites that include stadiums, new developments, existing and new museums, visitor attractions, resorts, port and dock developments, civic areas, including parks and city squares or free airspace and existing buildings. It's truly an amazing. This is from AZ Central, okay, out of the, Arizona Republic. A company in Ireland hoping to bring the world's tallest monument, the tallest moving statue to 21 cities in 2021, including Phoenix. Called the Giant, it's a programmable moving picture that's 10 stories tall and covered with millions of LED pixels that allow it to take the form of any person. Now, friends, let me just share with you from Revelation chapter 13. Starting at verse 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, according to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Herein is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's a number of a man. His number is 666. Now, I find it very interesting because that's exactly what this image is going to do, this giant. It's going to be able to portray images. Now, let me just play a few audio clips from their promotional of this, and you'll hear the call at the beginning for the people of the world, the people of the earth here.
People of the world, welcome to the Giant. The visitor attraction for the 21st century. The exhibition space featuring the Giant Experience, a glorious celebration of the great men and women of your country. Inventors, artists, scientists, celebrities, and athletes.
Yeah, they're going to be able to project any picture on this. And I find it interesting that, the image of this Antichrist, is that going to be portrayed on this one day? Listen further about this, because as we shared from Revelation 13 about this image that would that will make the image of the beast, the image should be both speak and cause as many would not worship it that they would be killed. Well, listen to what this giant will do.
The world's tallest moving sculpture. Its head moves. Its arms move. it speaks and sings. A place to behold heroes and superheroes.
Yeah, and what this thing does is every hour changes the image so that whatever country it's in, it can put in the image of those people that are popular or notable. It can be presidents, it can be poets, it can be sports heroes, but to project a different image every hour. And they're even projecting that they will have these booths that people can walk into that will take their image and put it on the giant as well. But every hour, it's going to be transformed.
Every hour, the giant transforms into an extraordinary person. From sports, science, characters, your favorite heroes. And recites poetry and words of wisdom to the crowds below.
Hey, can't you just see everybody coming? Oh, wow, that was so neat. Did you see? I was at the giant and I saw so-and-so. And people are going to come there because all the heroes of this earth are going to be placed up on this giant with these megapixels up there. People are actually going to, I was there when they, you know, did Michael Jordan or this person. Or I saw President so-and-so and he spoke to us. It's planned for 21 cities.
The Giant, coming to 21 cities in 2021. Awaken the giant in you.
Oh, it's very interesting indeed. Now, friends, if you want to see that whole promotional piece, you can go to their website, thegiantcompany.ie. The Giant Company.ie. You can see that full piece and learn more about this giant with the shifting pictures that are pixels that are going to display different heroes as well. Being billed a visual wonder. Visitors are going to come from all over and see this miraculous giant. It's amazing. And, you know, something else I just want to say about this, I just find it interesting. I'm not spiritualizing anything. I'm not saying that this indeed is what Revelation 13 is. This is fulfilled. I'm just saying, isn't this interesting? Now, some have said, oh, this is just a giant hoax. Well, if it is, they're putting a whole lot of money into it. You know, they're spending a whole lot of money. They've been doing some interviews on this as well. But it does give us a very interesting look at Revelation 13, doesn't it? I found it also interesting that the work was spearheaded by Paddy Dunning, P-A-D-D-Y, Dunning, okay? You'll find that in their literature. That's also reported in different media. It's reported on their Wikipedia as well, pertaining to Paddy Dunning. And as I read that, I said, boy, that name rings a bell. And so I had my suspicions confirmed when I went and saw The Thief in the Night. You remember that DVD put out in the 70s, The Thief in the Night? Do you know who the star character is, the woman? Her name is Patty, P-A-T-T-Y, Dunning. Very interesting indeed. So I just found that little sense of humor there as well as interjecting that aspect into it. But the interview was done with Patty Dunning, P-A-D-D-Y, with LMFM. And indicates that it's been this giant and this concept for this has been 10 years in the making. Do you find that interesting? The giant, this moving, talking image that will be portraying and putting up all those people, that individuals that people have worshipped through all time. And they will put that up in different locations around the world. And there's been speculation as to a number of cities that they will put this in, but Phoenix is one of those here that has been mentioned as well. So the last word we saw, there was no official request to the city of Phoenix. We reported one story, and that's why they're saying perhaps this is a giant hoax, but if so, they're putting a lot of money into it. And I see also that it's just rather stunning for even the depiction of this in light of Revelation chapter 13. Well, I've got tons of more stories, but I see the clock is going on us here today. If you'd like to comment, we've talked a lot about Afghanistan, we've talked about COVID, we've talked about some of the other issues going on as well, or maybe you want to comment on this. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. By the way, in light of this matter going forth with the Supreme Court 5-4 not stopping the heartbeat bill in Texas, and that took effect. The Judiciary Act of 2021, we understand, is having new interest. H.R. 2584, that's H.R. 2584, was introduced in the House this last April, but it's a bill that would increase from 9 to 13 the number of justices on the Supreme Court, packing the court, stacking the court, all part of it, because they do not want a reversal of Roe v. Wade to take place. And no matter what it takes, they'll waste no efforts even to change the number of justices on the court in order for this liberal agenda to advance and the continued slaughter of the innocents to take place. So just wanted to pass that on to you as well, that that matter is been of great interest in the House of Representatives. And again, Lord willing, on Tuesday, we'll be getting more into that that matter and with Brad Mattis. Our phone lines are packed here today. Let's go to St. Mary's, West Virginia. Russell, you're on the air here on Crosstalk.
Yeah, I got a neighbor of mine retired from the government, and I have heard of two different people that if you take a good flat refrigerator magnet, cut it in about an inch square, it'll stick to where they got that jab. And I asked my neighbor if he'd like to try it, and it stuck to it. They need to, I don't know, they need to get people to check, because I've seen it with my own eyes.
Okay. Thank you, Russell, for your thoughts. Let's go to Troy in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Oh, I would like to comment about what you're talking about, the giant.
Yeah.
And also, within, now what's coming is, this looks like the beginning of stage three of the world beast system. Right now we're in the stages of participation, and worship is coming. So most of all, people have to worship the image of the beast, and then they will sell out to that image. There's other ways as well. As I was wondering, is there any AI that comes in with that, where they can doing biometrics on people?
Well, yes, and I've read some of those stories. The AI is part of this aspect as well. The biometrics, we have covered that topic here even with Gary Cobb, with the digital ID. And now we have, everybody was saying that's conspiracy theory. Now we have the World Health Organization that is seeking to advance that concept as well. We see, wasn't it Microsoft Bill Gates that received this patent, the 2020-06-06-06 patent that allows for that identifying tattooed ID. We've done a program with Gary Kahn on that issue. It's on our website, crosstalkamerica.com. But all fits together. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Jess in Duluth, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yes. Has anybody in the private sector, pharmaceuticals that we trust, or anybody trusts other than the government, tested the adjuvant, the fluid that's in the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine, to see what's actually in it, chemically-wise?
I don't have an answer for that. We have scheduled Dr. Zelenko to be with us here a week. I think it's a week from Monday on the program. I don't have the schedule before me, but he certainly would be one to answer that. Or you could check out with CCHfreedom.org, Citizens Council for Health Freedom, may have information on that, or the National Vaccine Information Center. We've talked with Barbara Lowe Fisher from there at NVIC.org. Up against a break. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Have you ever heard of the Council on Foreign Relations? An organization started many, many, many decades ago, and one of their goals is globalism, the destruction of national sovereignty. And one of their enemies are Christians, because Christians understand that God draws the borders of nations. God decides where you're born, and God is opposed to globalism. That's why he did what he did at the Tower of Babel, Genesis 10 and 11, and confused their language so they couldn't have a one-world government and a one-world religious and political system. Well, recently, the Council on Foreign Relations interviewed Ed Stetzer, who has supposedly all these great evangelical, Bible-believing resume points. But they used him to try to discredit, I believe, many conservative evangelical Christians. I warned about this in my book, Religious Trojan Horse and the Coming Religious Right, that Christians would be marginalized, characterized, vilified, then the vilifying would be legalized. The persecution is being set up from the right and the left.
By the way, a couple other interesting matters here today. The House, a panel for the House of Representatives, is now backing women registering for the draft. You'll want to stay. This is a House Armed Services Committee Wednesday voted to require women to register for the military draft. You can be in contact with your congressman on that. This story also just really interesting from the Daily Wire that China is prohibiting non-masculine men from appearing on TV. That's according to a new regulation. Daily Wire has a story. Broadcasters must resolutely, that is, put an end to sissy men and other abnormal aesthetics, the TV regulator said. The regulations are reportedly designed to vigorously promote excellent Chinese traditional culture, revolutionary culture, and advanced socialist culture. Very interesting, because we've got the sissification of men taking place here in our media. We look to see how many non-normal individuals we can put into media. But not only are they doing that, but they are also forbidding vulgar internet celebrities so that they would not be promoted. And starting Friday, which I guess would be today because the story came out yesterday, minors will be limited to 3 hours of online gaming per week. And the 3 hours can only be played on weekends during specified time slots. Wow. Let's go to Lisa calling in from Arizona. Lisa, you're on the air.
Wanted to talk about the giant.
Yeah.
I don't think that you're off base for conspiracy theory. I actually live in Arizona, and I'm sorry that I missed this story. I should have sent it to you. But I really think this is just foretelling what's going to happen. That this is alarming.
You know, it really is, in that you see that they are making this image to be one that everybody's going to stand in awe of this image and putting up the heroes and the greats. And what a platform. And I'm not saying that this is going to be it, but what a platform this could be for the image of the Antichrist to be up there, for people to stand in awe of it. And just as we have the whole matter of surveillance taking place and cameras on people everywhere, I just wonder if there won't be some of those cameras that would show into the audience there those who would not be in awe of this image, or will he command the image command people to bow down?
I think it will command people to bow down. And this I'm going to say something else. I have been noticing driving throughout the city that there seems to be a lot more cameras at stoplights.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they can tie into all of that. And I find it extremely suspect that since we're in a quote-unquote pandemic, that they would still be using all this money to make this technology instead of trying to help people. Mm. I think the church, we really need to wake up and be sober and be about our Father's business, because Jesus is coming soon.
Amen. Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Indeed, folks, in what Lisa said there, we do need to wake up. Our number, 800-733-9829. Lee is next in Hartford. You're on the air, Lee.
Hi, Jim. I'm just thinking about this packing of the court.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there is a constitutional provision or guidelines, because I can't imagine that they could pack the court and that it would immediately go into effect, because, I mean, that could easily be abused. So I'm wondering about that. I'm wondering if maybe it has to wait, you know, until one or two elections down the road, but I don't know. Also, I just saw Jan Markell had a real good program about this, these giants, and it's just, it's like, you know, it's not necessarily prophecy, but you can see that things are really falling in place, and there's such potential for all these prophetic things.
Yeah.
To start occurring. So that's all I wanted to say. I'll listen to you.
Great. Thanks so much. And
sure.
Appreciate the call. And as our friend, the late now Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, who is home with the Lord, he'd often say the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And I believe that's great terminology. I call it a dress rehearsal of things to come. In regard to that, my understanding is the Constitution does not dictate the number of justices to be on the court. There has been some variation through the years. I don't believe that there has to be a time frame or waiting so many years for that for a change to take place there. We've done some programming. I don't have dates before me right now on that. But the Constitution does not dictate the number of justices that have to be on the court. So it's not a constitutional amendment here, but it is something that would really, really encourage you to go back and contact your House members. Thank you, Karen. It looks like on April 21st, Rick Green came on Crosstalk dealing with that issue, April 21st here, 2021. Let's go to Brownfield, Texas. And Toledo, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you. Well, my concern is I love animals. On Facebook, they said that they leave their animals behind, the dogs. I heard maybe a little bit that they had a plane for the dogs, but there's one soldier that wrote that he had to dispose his dog. So you know anything about that? They get the dogs that were trained, that they rescued them.
And I don't know about the service dogs, Toledo. We do know that there was a special plane that went in to rescue dogs and cats. We reported that just the other day here on the program. But we understand that there were service dogs left behind, along with Americans behind as well. Thank you for the call. Robert in Arizona, you're on the air. Hello, Robert.
Yes. I hear about the end-time prophecies and all that's being spoken about, and especially about the lady who spoke about the beast. And Daniel, the whole book of Daniel shows us clearly in great detail how this new world order is going to come about, and tells us it's the image of the beast, you know, Nebuchadnezzar. So the image of the beast is simply going to be a human being, but he's going to be part computer, part flesh. He's going to be both man and machine, and he's going to work so, he's going to be artificial intelligence.
Yeah, well, we don't have some of those indications from Daniel itself, but I read from Revelation chapter 13, we did refer to the image set up by King Nebuchadnezzar as well. And again, I'm not saying that this is that image. We're just saying, as we mentioned moments ago, stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. We're out of time, Robert, and to Nathan and others, we're sorry we can't get to your calls here today, but the theme music tells us we're finished. But friends, let's be in prayer. Let's wake up. Let's be in prayer for our nation, and let's walk faithfully with our Lord. It is Friday. The Lord's Day is coming up on Sunday. Trust you'll be in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching local church. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.